This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 18th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by our title sponsor, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. And of course, the tournament is here. The brackets were released last night. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters with the best bracket contest out there, and odds, lines, info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or mobile devices, and even track your bracket real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today, get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. So glad to have you guys aboard, starting your week with Zaslow Show 2.0. Hello, you long time. We had a busy weekend. You guys joined me on ESPN Radio. That's awesome. I hope that everybody's ready to start the week. We got tournament action. You got the heat yesterday. Oh, my God, the heat yesterday. The Panthers in a little bit of a funk right now, your favorite little hockey team. That's okay. They'll get past that. We got a lot here happening, and of course, big NFL news. Dolphins, by the way, they started to officially announce today some of their bigger signings. Like, they announced Jordan Poyer today. They announced Kendall Fuller today. So that stuff started to become official. I imagine they'll introduce them to the media soon, so you get to meet some of your new favorite players on the defensive side of the football for the Dolphins. It's all happening. So Let's start out here. Let's get right after it. Let's get to a little bit of what happened last night. All right, so you guys know how I like to start the show here with a little bit of what happened yesterday. Maybe you missed it. I don't know. And specifically the NBA's two NBA games that I was especially interested in from yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks minus Giannis. Giannis has missed some games recently. So minus Giannis, the Bucks beat the Suns last night, 140 to 129. Now, why was this interesting? So, I had to take a little sip of my vitamin water. Sorry. So, the Bucks win 140 to 129, but I'm sorry. Giving up 129 points. And then you look at this Suns team, giving up 140 points to a Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks. I don't believe in either one of these teams. You guys know that. The Bucks, they're going to win a lot of regular season games because you got most nights you have the most talented player on the floor, and a lot of nights you have the top two talented players on the floor. With that formula, in an 82-game season, you're going to win a lot of regular season games. But this team doesn't defend. I don't believe in them for a second. And then you look at the Phoenix Suns. I don't believe in Kevin Durant. You know, for me, you allow 140 points. I don't believe in Kevin Durant. I don't believe in this team defending. Look, Kevin Durant, in 13 years of his career, when he has not played for the Golden State Warriors, when he joined the greatest regular season team of all time, a team that was already a champion, a team where Steph Curry was the most important player. We know that because they had already previously won a championship. Steph Curry was their most important player. When Kevin Durant is your best player, when he's your top guy, it is an almost certainty that you won't even get to the NBA Finals. He's made the NBA Finals one time as the top guy on his team, and that was back in 2012 when the Miami Heat took that ass. This is not an opinion. This is based on evidence. When Kevin Durant is your top guy, it is very unlikely that you will make the NBA Finals. I don't believe in either one of these teams, Milwaukee Bucks or Phoenix Suns. Then you look at the other game from yesterday that I took note on. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Nuggets 107-105, and the Nuggets have been playing very good basketball since the All-Star break. Big time win for Dallas there, and Kyrie Irving, look, he is as unlikable a guy as there is in the league to me. But Kyrie Irving, a crazy game winner. Like a lefty floater from 20 feet out at the buzzer. Crazy finish. And the Mavericks win 107 to 105. So that right there is a little bit of what happened last night. Now let's get to the good stuff. The good stuff, obviously. And by the way, I do want to throw this out there. Tonight you may be saying, Zaslow, where was It Still Real to Me, your wrestling podcast? I love it every Sunday night. We're trying something new where, I think we did this last week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, we're going to come at you right before Monday Night Raw tonight. So, if and by the way, the Heat play at 7:30. If you're looking for a little, not even a Monday Night Raw preview, we got AEW stuff to get to tonight. Will Ospreay especially, The Rock, we had a Rock concert the other night. We'll have more on that coming up. Maybe in big deal, not a big deal today. I don't know. No spoilers. But we're going to have a new episode tonight. We're going to live stream It's Still Real to Me at 7 p.m. this evening. We'll get you caught up on all the happenings. And we'll do a little WrestleMania update as we are less than 2 weeks away now. 2 weeks? No, 3 weeks. We're less than 3 weeks away now from WrestleMania. By the way, I think I told you guys this. April 6th, WrestleMania is two nights. It's April 6th and April 7th, Saturday and Sunday night. Of course, April 6th is also Final Four. WrestleMania night one, April 6th, I'm going to be coming at you with a WrestleMania preview show, a WrestleMania special on ESPN Radio. Like, that's crazy, right? You know, one of my program directors, this was a few weeks ago, maybe like a month ago, was like, I don't know if you're going to want to do this, Zaslow, but we're thinking it's something we'd really like to do. We want you to be the guy. Are you interested in doing a WrestleMania show? I was like, yup. Whenever you want to do it, however long, I'm in. You don't have to sell me anymore. I mean, ESPN doing WWE stuff. You may remember They did a lot of WWE stuff. My guy Jonathan Coachman, who, by the way, when he was at ESPN, when he was an anchor there, and, by the way, driving the line every Monday morning, that's your sports betting brand of record. Jonathan Coachman, that's his brand, and I'm with him every Monday morning. I'm with those guys. So if you missed it this morning, I gave some picks. They were both involved in the Miami Heat and 76ers tonight. You can go to youtube.com/@drivingline every Monday morning. I'm with those guys, so go check that out. I was with them today. Now, when Coach was at ESPN, they did a bunch of WWE stuff. Like, they had, like, a partnership with WWE. That went away. I guess they just didn't feel it was worth it. It's just so huge now that it's really cool that I guess they're giving it some more consideration. And they asked me to host a WrestleMania special. Night one, it's also night of the Final Four. I think we're going to be before the Final Four, and that's going to be April 6th on ESPN Radio. So like I'm hosting it solo. Have a bunch of guests and whatnot, but that's going to be really cool. I'm super excited about that. And thanks to anyone who hung out with me over the weekend. I got some messages. Yo, Zaslow, we heard you all weekend long on ESPN Radio. I did 4.5 hours game day with Courtney Cronin this Saturday afternoon. So anyway, I love being on there, and I love that you guys are listening to me. And I love, of course, that you're here with us right now on Zaslow Show 2.0, most importantly. We'll get to some tournament stuff. First, though, you guys know how I'm going to enjoy that tournament, right? Now, I'm not talking about tomorrow and Wednesday, where you got the first four, right? The play-in, or do they call it opening round? Whatever they call it, it better not be called first round anymore. Remember a few years ago it was called first round? Get the fuck out of here. First round? No. That was called the first round. And then on Thursday, I think they called that second round. And then on Saturday, they called it round of 32. Get the hell out of here. The first round of the tournament is Thursday and Friday. Everybody knows that. So I think they call it either first four or they call it opening round. Anyway, I'm not so interested in those games. I'll keep an eye on it on the periphery. Although I'll tell you, I'm as dialed into college basketball right now as I've ever been. And it's happened with me a couple times now since I've been doing shows on ESPN where I don't think I know a whole lot about the topic that we need to be covering. And then you give me just like 2 or 3 days to get acclimated and I'm full go. So I'm practically a college basketball expert at this point. But anyway, I got some stuff for you as far as the tournament goes on Thursday and Friday. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, listen, I'm some kind of expert or anything like that, but I'm pretty into it at this point. All right, before we get to all of that stuff, yesterday, so the Heat on Friday, I like when they're on the road and they play the same team back-to-back. You know, these NBA players, NBA player loves two things more than anything else. They love to complain and they love to not play. And one of the things that you could have them complain about less is the travel situation. And you wind up doing that when you have them play the same team, this case the Heat and the Pistons, Friday and Sunday. They're playing the same team on one trip. So that's less travel right there. I like when they do that. And they did that with the Pistons this past Friday and then yesterday. Now, Jimmy Butler didn't play in the game yesterday. The Heat won on Friday. They beat him pretty good. They beat him, I think, by 13, 108-95. Yesterday, you had no Jimmy Butler, so the game was a lot closer. And the Heat were ahead the whole time. The Pistons, they're within like 2 points, whatever, 4 points. The Heat were ahead the whole time. They never really gave up the lead, but the game was tight in the fourth quarter, okay? And Duncan Robinson, the Heat are up 92-90. There's 4 minutes left in the game. And Duncan Robinson, this is the start of the biggest sequence of the game. This is back-to-back possessions I'm going to give you. The Heat were up 92-90. Duncan Robinson, he gets a three. And then after the Pistons get a score, it was Duncan Robinson again.
Help. Robinson from deep in the corner. Kaboom! With a capital K for Duncan Robinson. He's only got 5 points in the second half. That Robinson against Fournier. Shot clock at five. Finds Jaquez for the score. Timely cut for Jaquez and a perfect one-bounce assist for Duncan Robinson, churning in a couple of big-time late-game plays.
Biggest sequence of the game for me there. Like I said, 92-90. Duncan hits that three in the corner with 4 minutes left. I mean, he was squeezed into the corner. Guy was right in his face. Shot clock is about to expire. buries it. Nothing but nets. That puts the Heat up 95-90. Then the Pistons score 95-92. Duncan driving to the basket, which we know at this point. Duncan Robinson. It's my favorite thing. You know, I've told you guys this before. My all-time favorite, I think my all-time favorite moment as a Miami Heat fan, it's, or maybe my all-time favorite performance, I should say, is Shane Battier in Game 7 of the 2013 NBA Finals. You know, where he came out and he hit 6-for-6 from three. And it's my favorite because they needed all of them. The game was close. They needed all those threes, but also it was Shane's story. And he was terrible that postseason. Terrible. He got benched for the first time in his career. For the first time in his career, he was a DNP CD. And then the coach tapped him on the shoulder, gave him an opportunity in Game 6. Came out, he hit a couple threes. So the coach said, you know what? We're going to throw you back in the I think he was back in the starting lineup for Game 7. And he came out 6-for-6. And the emotion that he played with. And of course, after the game where he was almost crying on the floor. It's that story and what Shane overcame. And what he meant to us in that game. And I've told Shane this before. It's my favorite Miami Heat moment. What Shane Battier did. Not just for the team there. But what it meant for him. Because it looked like his career was over. And the way that he helped them win the title with that kind of performance. It's probably my all-time favorite Miami Heat performance. And why am I bringing this up right now? Because Duncan Robinson. He was left for dead last year. He was a non-factor in the regular season. We all wanted them to trade him. We all wanted them to use his bloated salary. And then the playoffs roll around last year. And he becomes a big-time factor again. And then we get to this offseason. And we get to the regular season. And you look at what he's added to his game. He is an all-around player now. And this Miami Heat team... Games like yesterday, dead in the water without Duncan Robinson. What Duncan Robinson has accomplished, the way that he has resurrected his career, this is something every Heat fan should be taking note of. I love Duncan Robinson's story right now. You want to talk about Cody Rhodes finishing his story in WWE? I'm more into Duncan Robinson's story right now. Duncan needs to finish his story, and that's the Miami Heat winning a championship behind this resurgence in Duncan Robinson's career. So I bring this up because Duncan yesterday, in the biggest sequence of the game, he hits that three to put the Heat up 5. The Pistons score, it's back to a 3-point game, and the very next possession there, Duncan drives baseline, finds a cutting Hawkes with a great bounce pass who lays it in. The Heat go up 97-92 there with 3.5 minutes to play. To me, that was the biggest sequence of the game in a moment that the Heat needed those baskets so bad. So now, you fast forward about 90 seconds later. With 2 minutes to go, the Heat, they're ahead by one.
Troy. 2 minutes, 2 seconds left, a three on the way. And in! And a foul! A chance at a 4-point play for Mr. Three himself. Duncan counting the points right there with his right hand after that make.
Yep, Duncan Robinson was your boy yesterday. Again, 4-point play this time. They reviewed it. I actually thought that was definitely going to be a flagrant foul. They reviewed it, though. No flagrant foul. Just a regular common foul. Like, flagrant foul because... he landed on the player's foot. I thought that's an automatic flagrant foul. Whatever. 4-point play. 101-96 Miami with 2 minutes to go. You get some breathing room. But the Heat can't hang on. Cade Cunningham hits a three to tie the game at 101. The Heat can't score. It's actually a turnover on Duncan. Down the other end of the floor, here's Eric Reed and John Crotty on the call as Cade Cunningham misses another three and the Heat get a chance to win it.
Seconds left. Tie game at 101. 4 seconds. Three. Get it off. Bam for three. Yes! Bam wins the game with a three. A happy ending in the Motor City.
Unbelievable finish.
That's what I'm talking about. How about that? Bam Adebayo. Bam now three straight games with a three-point basket, and he does it in stunning fashion. I'm watching the game in the Zaslow Mansion family room couch. Obviously, I got an ice-cold Johnny Cuba on my hand. I mean, make sure you pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. So you know I was feeling good yesterday afternoon. I got a Johnny in my hand. And make sure you always drink responsibly. Of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. Stay tranquilo. I pop up off the couch. I was yelling. I was so excited. And like, I almost, if the game's at night, I don't want to do that. Maybe one of my, maybe my younger son Jordan's upstairs sleeping already. Or my wife's tired. Maybe she's asleep. But right when I jumped off the couch, I said to myself, it's only 5:30 p.m. I could be as loud as I fucking want. And I was yelling, I was screaming, I was fist pumping. I was so excited for the finish of that game. The Heat win it 104-101. I don't care that they blew a 17-point lead. I don't care that it's the Detroit Pistons. The Heat were minus Jimmy Butler. Of course, they're minus Tyler Hero, minus Kevin Love, minus Nikola Jokic. I mean, look, we got enough. We got enough. And the Heat, they get two back after that losing streak. So now 37-30 tonight at Philadelphia. Bam, yesterday, 20 points, 17 big boy rebounds. Terry Rozier, who looks great now these days, 17 points and 9 assists. And your boy was Duncan Robinson, 30 points, 5 assists. He's averaging 3 assists on the year now, which is almost double his career average. 10 for 15 from the floor, 7 of 12 from 3. Duncan Robinson was your boy. So, I want to talk a little bit about, well, actually, first, let's take a look at what the Eastern Conference looks like now. So, the Heat get that win yesterday, and they're still in that, you know, with how many games are we talking about left here? 15 games left? Does that sound right? Wow, 15 games left. That's it, huh? So, with 15 games remaining, the Heat are 37-30, so 15 games remaining in the season. We are even in the loss column with number 6, Indiana. 2 back of Orlando, number 5. 3 back of New York, number 4. We really missed our chance with New York. Should have been able to capitalize with no Randall, no Ananobi. I mean, they got Randall back. I mean, they got Ananobi back now. And with losses to teams like Washington, the Heat kind of blew it there. They're still within striking distance of Orlando. The Heat are also tied in the loss column with Philadelphia. So this is kind of a big game tonight. The winner of this game tonight can jump up to number 6. The loser is going to drop to number 8. Now, if you're the Heat, you'd like to be in that 7th spot the way they were in the 7th spot last year, because you have 2 chances to win 1, and it's 2 chances at home to win 1. I don't mind if the Heat are in the play-in. I would love for the Heat, if the Heat are number 7, that's fine. Because here's the thing. Now, I'm not going to be afraid of Boston when the Heat play them, but if you want to see Boston no earlier than the Eastern Finals, being number 7 is the spot that you want to be. Because if you're number 7 and you win your first play-in and you clinch that 7th spot, you get Milwaukee in the first round. And then you're on the other side of the Eastern Conference bracket from Boston. You would get Milwaukee in the first round, and then the winner of right now, what is Cleveland and Indiana. I think that's the path you want, and none of us are going to be afraid of Milwaukee. You know how scared to death the Bucks fans going to be if they wind up having to face the Heat in the first round? They're going to be freaking out if they once again have to face the Heat in the first round. If you're Miami, the number 7 spot is actually a pretty good position. You'd get Milwaukee in the first round, and you're on the other side of the East bracket from Boston. So being in the play-in sucks, but if you got a chance to finish number 7, I'm into it. So that's what's at stake here tonight as far as the standings go. The winner can jump up to 6. The loser is going to drop to number 8. And, you know, jumping up to number 5, if you were to play New York in the first round, be really fun. But then you get Boston in round 2. Again, nobody, you can't be scared. Nobody's scared of Boston. But I think delaying the inevitable to the Eastern Conference Finals is probably the best case scenario. And by the way, the NBA would probably love a Miami Heat versus Damian Lillard first round, considering all of the drama in the offseason. I think everyone would be into that. All right, so that's what's going on as far as the Heat. And I just want to reiterate something that I tweeted last night. Duncan Robinson. And I've mentioned this before, but yesterday Duncan, he had 7 threes last night. His first one last night gave him 1,000 for his career. Fastest in NBA history to 1,000 threes. Duncan Robinson is an all-time great Miami Heat player. I'm not saying he's an all-time great player as far as skill or however you want to sum that up. But as far as the list of great players, when we're talking longevity, we're talking skill, we're talking success, in Duncan Robinson's case, we're also talking about Heat culture. And what we mean by Heat culture is a guy that they found out of nowhere, an undrafted guy who they molded and who worked hard and not only became the guy he was, where in just his second year in the league was a major part of a team that went to the NBA Finals in the bubble, but then fell off the map and resurrected his career. Amidst all the trade rumors, amidst the benching, he came back and completely expanded his game. And now, we all want Duncan Robinson to continue starting and Tyler Hero to be on the bench when he eventually returns. What Duncan Robinson has gone through, the way that he built his career at the start and has persevered and lasted and now returned, no complaining about being benched last year, all the DNP coaches' decisions, no bitching and moaning and whining, no trade requests. You know what he does? When his number was called upon last year in the playoffs, he came out and he kicked ass. And then this offseason, he added all this to his game, where he's not this liability defensively anymore, where he takes the ball off the dribble, where he scores at the rim, where he can pass. He's averaging almost double his career assist total this year. That's Heat culture. Duncan Robinson, and by the way, this is Duncan Robinson's sixth year with the team. There aren't too many guys in Miami Heat history who have been on the team for that long. Like, we're talking Dwayne Wade, Alonzo Mourning, Glenn Rice, Ronnie Cicely, Chris Bosh, Goran Dragic. I'm at like six there. Keith Askins, Udonis Haslem. I mean, that's eight guys. Bam Adebayo. So that's nine guys right there I'm spitting out off the top of my head. Are there any others? Like, I gave you those guys really quick, right? But if we're talking Duncan Robinson is in, like, the top 10 of longest tenured Miami Heat players, it's kind of significant, if you ask me. I think he's one of the all-time great Miami Heat players. Like, I'm proud of him. I love what he means for this team. I love watching him out there. So that's a shout out right there to Duncan Robinson. You're my dog.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So as far as the tournament goes, like I told you guys, I'm practically a college basketball expert now because of my time on ESPN Radio. But I'm not going to sit here and try and give you all the ins and outs of the brackets, all right? I am more interested in the tournament. I'm always interested in the tournament. But I'm as interested in the tournament right now, the most I've been interested in a really long time. Like, when I'm in college in the early 2000s, we're so into it. Then I'm working in radio at 7, I take it. We're really into it for a bunch of years after that. And I would say probably, like, around 5 years ago, it started to wane a little bit for me. And when I say wane, not that I wasn't watching, but I wasn't spending all day watching. And I think for the first time ever, like 5 years ago, I didn't even fill out a bracket. Now I'm totally back. I'm totally dialed in now. Now part of it, a lot of it has to do with because I'm working and I have to know this stuff. I mean, I doing game day on Saturday, and then even yesterday doing Sunday morning on ESPN Radio, predictably, we've had to do a lot of NCAA tournament, college basketball. Look, this Thursday and Friday night, I'm doing game night with Q Myers. We're going to have to do a lot of college basketball, react to the tournament. So I have to be dialed in. But also, credit to the Miami Hurricanes and credit to FAU for last year, the runs they made, which grabbed all of our attention, you know? So I'm going to tell the things that are interesting to me. By the way, FAU is an 8 seed this year. They're taking on Northwestern. If they would have won there, if they would have won the America West, then they probably would have been higher than an 8 seed. You avoid a tough first round matchup against a team like Northwestern. That's obviously their own fault. So FAU Northwestern Friday at 12:15. The Gators lost yesterday to Auburn in the SEC title game. I mean, the center for the Gators, I don't see what the official diagnosis was. It looked like he broke his foot in the first couple minutes of the game. Terrible. And Auburn pulled away late in the second half. So Florida, they grab a 7 seed, and they're going to play the winner of one of the first four games, the winner of a 10 seed, which will be either Colorado or Boise State, and that will be Friday at 4:30. Now, the thing that is, your four number one seeds, you know who they are, right? UConn's the number one overall seed, Houston, Purdue, UNC. UConn's the only one that wanted that number one seed. Like, they gave the selection committee an easy out. Houston loses in their tournament championship. Purdue loses in their tournament semifinal. And USC loses in their tournament championship. Which, by the way, UNC losing to NC State, that was the result of a team like St. John's, Rick Pitino. Why did it make the tournament? Because NC State ends up being a bid thief. They had to win 5 straight days in a row, knocking off teams like UNC, like Duke, like Virginia, who also was looking to make the tournament. They did, I believe they did get in still. They were a bubble team. And NC State is a bid thief. And Houston, of course, they lose to Iowa State. Iowa State's a really good team. They grabbed a 2 seed. No shame in that. Purdue lost to Wisconsin, who in the semifinal there in the Big Ten championship. So anyway, UConn, they're the only team, I guess, that wanted that number one overall seed. And they get it. They make it easy on the committee by beating Marquette in the Big East final. So there you go. That's a little bit of tournament stuff for you. You know what else is some stuff that I love giving you guys, or at least I love telling you guys about? And that's Sheets and Giggles. I mean, come on, guys. Sheetsgiggles.com. 100,000 plus people are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows. I mean, ranked best overall by Good Housekeeping. Of course, you can follow Sheets and Giggles at Sheets Giggles on Twitter. And if this is your first time trying out Sheets and Giggles' softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around, if this is the first time, then hey, use promo code ZASLO at checkout. You're going to get 20% off your first order. So whether you're buying blankets, fitted sheets, a comforter, a new pillow, I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. Mattresses can be expensive. You'll get 20% off a brand new eucalyptus mattress if this is your first time at SheetsGiggles.com and you use promo code ZASLO. Sheets and Giggles has been with the show for about a year now, one of our great sponsors, and I want to make sure you guys get the best sleep of your life just like the Zazlos. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code ZASLO, 20% off your first order. And then every other time you go to SheetsGiggles.com, there's always all kinds of promos and sales going on. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code ZASLO, SheetsGiggles.com. So, the big NFL news over the weekend. And this was Saturday, I believe it was. Yeah, so Saturday, took my crew out to dinner. My wife, my two boys. I got done with doing game day with Courtney Cronin. My son comes home. My son, great bro. I didn't get to go. That's the only backdrop or backfall, whatever word I'm looking for. I don't fucking know. Of working so much on the weekends now. And it's fine because I enjoy it. But I miss some of my son's soccer games. That kind of sucks. And I missed his game this weekend, Weston Select U15 boys. And my son's a goalie. And they won 2-0. Road game, they won 2-0 in Doral this Saturday afternoon. Obviously got a clean sheet, 2-0. But that team they played is really good. And he apparently was fantastic. So shout out to Weston Select U15 boys. I like those boys a lot. And of course, I'm really proud of my son. Now, they all get home. I get off the air. We go out to dinner. And when I'm walking out of dinner, I get a message from my producers up in Bristol, for Sunday morning ESPN Radio for the show we're going to do the next morning. And one of the topics, Justin Fields Steelers. Like, Justin Fields Steelers? And I turn to my side, I go, could the Steelers have just traded for Justin Fields? And I look up on my phone, and what do you know? Yes, the Steelers have traded for Justin Fields. Now, I love this deal for the Steelers, because just like Russell Wilson, it is a zero-risk, high-reward deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, let's talk about the Steelers side of this first. I like this spot for Justin Fields because he essentially gets to chill. And what I mean by that is, it's been a rough 3 years in Chicago. He's handled it very well. He's a very likable teammate, apparently. Seems like a good enough dude. Has done no complaining. And now, he gets to sit back for a year. I think he's going to sit back the whole year. I think it's going to be Russell Wilson's job for the whole season. He gets to sit back and chill. And the fact of the matter is, he could learn. He can get better. Whatever you think of Russell Wilson, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. There's some things Justin Fields can learn from him. And Justin Fields, only entering his fourth year in the league, 1,000% the book is still open on Justin Fields and his future. He will be the starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think it'll be next season, but however long Russell Wilson's around, there's no commitment to Russell Wilson. He's the starter there for what? One, maybe 2 years? And then you still got Justin Fields. Now they're going to have to make a decision about extending Justin Fields after this year. But if Justin Fields sits behind Russell Wilson doing nothing, see, that's one of the reasons that he'll also probably sit the whole year, because then they'll be able to re-sign him. They'll be able to extend him for cheap. So I think Fields is going to sit. I think it's actually going to wind up being a good thing for him. Not short term, but a good thing for him long term. So I love it for the Steelers. I love it for Justin Fields. Here's the thing for the Bears side of things. The Bears last year traded away the number one overall pick because they had faith in Justin Fields. They traded away the chance to, at the time, Bryce Young, but now we look back. Also, you could have had CJ Stroud. Obviously, you weren't going to be able to do that 2 years in a row. But when you pass up the number one overall pick because you believe in your guy, and one of those top two picks was CJ Stroud, and it's because you believed in Justin Fields, and then you pass up on Stroud to then get a sixth round pick in return for Justin Fields. You passed up the number one overall pick for a sixth round pick. I can simplify it like that for you if I want. It's a fireable offense for Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears. The reason that it is not going to be a fireable offense for Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears is because Carolina was still so terrible that they now have to give that number one overall pick to the Bears again this year in the trade last year for the number one overall pick. That's the only reason that Ryan Poles is not fired, because he got lucky that the Panthers were so terrible that now he's going to have a shot at drafting Caleb Williams. It reminds me of the San Francisco 49ers. And the only reason that the general manager of the 49ers still has his job today, because the Trey Lance trade was a fireable offense. Not only did the 49ers select Trey Lance at number 3 overall, massive bust, but all of the draft capital, the first round picks that they traded to the Dolphins to move up to number 3 to take Trey Lance, and then to give up on him just a couple years later for nothing, get nothing in return from the Cowboys. It is a fireable offense. The reason that he wasn't fired is because Brock Purdy fell into their lap. And you can't say they knew Brock Purdy was going to be any good because they took him with the last pick in the draft. Brock Purdy fell into their lap. Otherwise, that is a fireable move, the Trey Lance trade. And just like this year, the Carolina Panthers, having nothing to do with the Chicago Bears, being so bad, is why Ryan Poles keeps his job. Because passing up the number one pick last year for a sixth round pick this year is a fireable offense. So the Bears, they got lucky. Now, I'll also say, the Bears fan is like, wow, sixth-round pick, that's all we're able to get? I think the Bears fan, because I know this is a super divisive topic in Chicago, a lot of Bears fans, a lot of loud Bears fans, maybe the loud minority, but a lot of loud Bears fans wanted to keep Justin Fields. I think the Bears fans should feel good about this and knowing that the Bears actually made the right move here. Now, you hate only getting a sixth-round pick, but moving off of Justin Fields to take Caleb Williams number one overall, I think the Bears fans should feel good that the Bears only got a sixth-round pick in return. You know why? Because it means the rest of the league thinks Justin Fields stinks. The rest of the league, by them taking out, forget about Ryan Poles saying he wanted to do right by Justin Fields. If you think they took a lesser offer from Pittsburgh, a sixth-round pick, because they felt that that was a good situation, a good spot for Justin Fields, so they took just a sixth-round pick to do right by Justin Fields, you're stupid. You are so stupid. They took that pick, they took that trade because it was the best offer out there. The best offer for Justin Fields was a sixth-round pick, and that's telling you, the league is telling you, the other 31 teams are telling you, we don't think Justin Fields is any good. And that means they made the right decision. Now, I don't think the door is the book is closed on Justin Fields. But the rest of the league also believes that moving off of Justin Fields to take Caleb Williams number one overall is the right move. Otherwise, you would have gotten more than a sixth round pick for Justin Fields. So in that sense, I think the Bears fan can actually feel pretty good about what just went down. You know what else can make you feel pretty good? When you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you get yourself a brand new ride. That's right, treat yourself. There's a lot to love at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru this month of March. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You can enjoy incredible offers during Subaru's A Lot to Love event, and that's going on through April 1st. You can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. Whether you want to enjoy a relaxed indoor car shopping experience or maybe you just want to have your current vehicle serviced, you can expect to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Did you know they service all makes and models? So whatever you're driving right now, you're going to be serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, go to nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right. Excellent job, everybody. What do we got tonight? I got Monday Night Raw. Again, quick reminder, coming up at 7 p.m., brand new edition, live stream. It's Still Real to Me. That's my pro wrestling podcast, so I hope that you guys tune in live at 7 o'clock. Make sure, and this is with Zaslow Show 2.0 as well, make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. Make sure you have the notifications on. You turn that bell on so that it notifies you on a night like tonight when we're live streaming. It's Still Real to Me. I want you guys to participate. All right, you know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always presented by Caneswear in Davie, where you can get all the big deals. Have you been to Caneswear lately? Well, they moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but did you know they carry an unbelievable selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams? I was there recently, my man Brett showing me around. I got myself a brand new Florida Panthers hat. That's right, you're looking for Panther gear? Largest selection outside the arena. Inter Miami, Messi, largest selection in Broward. Dolphins, Heat, Marlins gear, all available at their store in Davie. No matter which team here in South Florida you root for, Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Caneswear is more than a store, it's an experience. Visit in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or online, caneswear.com. Haneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fans shop, where you can get all the big deals. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So, some of these teams like St. John's, Oklahoma, Pitt, that were left out of the NCAA tournament, they have declined invitations to go play in the National Invitational Tournament. Well, ESPN college basketball analyst, former coach Tom Crean, very angry about this trend.
There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing, wow, and don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit down. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put five, six, seven people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go big deal. I think Tom Crean is spot on there, especially coming from a coach's perspective. It can't all be about getting, like, you shouldn't be getting a head start on recruiting at the behest of your current players getting in work, getting an experience, being able to play and have success. And that's what that feels like. If you have an opportunity to play games, and not everybody can make the NCAA tournament, if you have an opportunity to play games, you should play games. I totally agree with Tom Crean. I think it's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So, talked about this last week. Remember, WFAN host and former New York Giant running back Tiki Barber, very critical, kind of sounding like a fan, but that's okay, being very critical of Saquon Barkley's move to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't agree with Tiki's opinion there, because the Giants didn't want Saquon Barkley anymore. So if the Giants are not going to be loyal to Saquon, why should Saquon be loyal to the Giants and not go to the Eagles? So I don't agree with him there. But ESPN's Ryan Clark, former Steeler and former New York Giant, he went off about Tiki, essentially calling him a bad dude. You know, Tiki taught me how not to act as a veteran. I thought it was an awful look for Ryan Clark. And to be honest, I don't know, Ryan Clark, like, have you ever seen a sports media guy make a video talking about his free agency? There's a lot of look at me, look how good I am going on with Ryan Clark right now. I think it's a bad look. Here's Tiki Barber responding to Ryan Clark.
Wow, Ryan Clark, you are making blank up, because you don't know me like that, dude. What is he talking about? I didn't embrace young players. Ask Brandon Jacobs if I embraced him. Now that he's the big wig at ESPN, he thinks he can just take shots and his word is gospel? He's making a story that fits his agenda. And he doesn't know me well enough to talk about me. So shut the hell up, Ryan Clark. Please, you sound like a fool. If you think it's cool and trendy to make me the bad guy because it makes you cooler and trendier, by all means, shoot away, Ryan. He's uninformed. He doesn't know me that. He doesn't know me like that. Don't talk about me like that, because you don't know me like that. You don't know my relationships with my team, my former teammates, the organization. But you act like you know. You speak in a nice, calm, controlled way and give this, like, perfect troll job, not even troll job, but kill job of me. And it's not true. It's an opportunistic shot that he's taking because he thinks that he's going to gain advantage by being a jackass to me. Congratulations, Ryan. Good luck in your career as well.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I mean, Tiki obviously is upset about it. And like I said, I think Ryan Clark has done a lot of look at me these days, which, okay, you know, sometimes you got to do that. You get some attention or whatever. But I think it's come off as unlikable. I haven't enjoyed what I've seen from him recently. And Tiki's telling you that he's a liar. So I'm going big deal. And I got two more, actually. Big deal or not a big deal? So this past Friday on SmackDown, The Rock, for the third consecutive week, was on SmackDown. Might be the last time we see him until WrestleMania. And we got what we wanted. They were in Memphis, and we got the return of the Rock concert, which also came with a jab at Ja Morant.
Are you cackling and dancing? It's all that you do. No wonder that your wife's more popular than you. You're so damn desperate to make them all cheer. But The Rock is gonna take that title disappear. You're simply an embarrassment, son. Just like Ja Morant when he's waving a gun. I love you, Ja.
I'm going big deal. That's good stuff. We got the return of the Rock concert. It's been over 20 years since we got a Rock concert. That's good stuff right there. I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. Yesterday, Auburn, they win the SEC Tournament Championship. They beat Florida. They pull away late. Head coach Bruce Pearl, very emotional after the game. Marty Smith asked him about it.
I lost my dad. In August. He was my biggest fan. This is for these kids. But how about the way Auburn showed up today? But for me, I got to think of my father. And I'm just happy for the players. And we played great. Florida's a terrific opponent. But that's why I'm so emotional. I wish he was here.
What were the most important lessons your dad taught you that you carry with you every day?
He worked hard. My dad worked 6 days a week. He prayed on the seventh. We didn't have a lot, but we had enough. I thought my dad was the best. So I wish every kid had that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm hard on these guys. My dad held me to a high standard, and I hold these guys to a high standard.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. That's good stuff right there. An excellent follow-up question by Marty Smith on the spot there as well. So I'm going big deal for both of those guys. And that right there is another edition courtesy of Caneswear. Caneswear, you get your hats, your t-shirts, and all your favorite gear for all your favorite local South Florida teams. Visit Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or go to caneswear.com where you can get all the big deals. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal. Okay. All right, everybody. That's what we got in store. So tonight, we got Monday Night Raw this evening. We got Heat Sixers at 7:30. Brand new edition live stream. It's Still Real to Me at 7. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Appreciate all you guys tuning in as always. Love all my sponsors. And of course, everyone who helped put together a great show today behind the scenes. I mean, it's the whole team here. I can't do it without you guys. Your help is imperative in putting together a show every single day. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six-packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.